And now we are joined in the studio by Jeff. G'day, Jeff.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Looking great weather.
Beautiful out there.
Beautiful.
Let's put it a bit closer here, Jeff.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is your first time on Reckling Community Radio, is it?
No, I've been on before when we did the first flower show some years ago.
How many years ago would that be?
It was about 14.
14 years ago?
Yeah, we did the first one.
Okay.
And I came on the community radio because there hadn't been a flower show for about 25 years.
Oh, really?
So we thought we better try and get it out there. And so I came on the radio to talk about it.
All right. And it's been an annual thing since then?
No, it was annual for the first couple of years. And then we introduced the garden ramble as well, where members opened their gardens up. And we felt we couldn't do both in the same year.
Right.
So we do a garden ramble one year and a flower show, the next year. So it's biennial now.
All right. I think, was that last year, the garden ramble? Because I think I was involved in a part of that.
We had a garden ramble last year
in
November.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very successful.
Yeah, a lot of people were getting around town for that one, I remember.
The weather wasn't as good as previous years. Whoever went out early in the morning and rambled got the best weather, because later in the afternoon the weather closed in and it wasn't very pleasant. So.
Right, okay. Yeah. And so how long has the Raglan Horticultural Society been kind of going?
It started in 1902.
Crikey.
So last year was the big year.
Was it 120
odd years?
Yes.
It started in 1902. Not with a society, but with a flower and vegetable show.
Right.
And they did that for 2 years on the fields near to Stewart Street, which were fields then. There were, no houses.
Yeah.
And from that, because that was success, those two shows were successful, they, began to meet regularly as a society.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if that'd make it the oldest sort of society or club or whatever in
Redmond. It's the oldest one. That's been. I wouldn't say it's been continuous, because there have been gaps. There were gaps, a few gaps during the First World War,
of course,
even though people were still growing, and then there were one or two gaps in the late 30s and 40s, and then after the Second World War, it sort of boosted again.
Yeah.
So there have been a few gaps.
Okay.
Like I said about the flower show, they did a flower and vegetable show, but they were... We talk about the bad weather we've had this year with the cyclones, earlier in the year.
Mm.
Well, the third year of the flower show, so that would be 2005, they couldn't hold it because the weather here had been so bad.
Right.
In Paglan. There were floods, and then following that there was a dry spell. Yeah. So there was just, nobody was growing anything in their gardens.
Right.
There have been gaps. Mm. It hasn't been continuous.
Oh, so it goes when you're trying to grow stuff, right? And so, like the flower show, that's just going to people's houses to look at their flower gardens?
No, that's the ramble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people bring flowers
The ramble started as an in-house thing, just for members to go and visit their friends' gardens. And then there was afternoon tea. And then from that first one, which was in 2014, other people said, we'll open our gardens, who are not members. So there are always one or two people who open their gardens who are not members, And so there's about 10 or 12 people who open their gardens.
Right.
And it takes most of the day for people to get round.
Yeah.
We have a sales table at one of the gardens.
Okay.
So people can buy and sell some of their plants.
All right.
But it's very successful. I think the most we've had is just over 200 people going round on a Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember it being really busy the last one anyway. I didn't manage to get around them all,
no.
I got about three or maybe four, and that was it.
If you've got you know, a couple out to Matter, and then you've got one or two up Wainui Road or something. You know, it's quite a long way, isn't it, to keep to travel around to go and see some gardens.
Yeah, but
it's very successful.
Yes. And so this year's flower show, 4th of November?
Yeah, November the 4th, okay. Saturday, November the 4th. We've had the flower show as a spring flower show in the past. So daffodils and bulbs. The last one we couldn't hold because of the pandemic.
We were ready
to go 1 week and we were locked down. And so it all had to be canned. But we have found that it's been more difficult to get the decision about when the daffodils are going to be at their best because of climate change and things like that. So this year we've pushed it backwards. So normally it's in either the end of August or the beginning of September. So we've pushed it back to November and ditched the poor daffodils. And we are having asking people for about roses and sweet peas and, you know, flowers that are out there, and Watsonians and pelargoniums and some vegetables, you know, rather than just key into the daffs. And we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, right on.
It'll be something different.
Yeah.
And we're going in the town hall this year.
So it's going to be here in the town hall?
We're going to be here at the town hall this year.
Because you usually meet in the...
We usually meet at Stewart Street.
Yes.
In the church hall there.
Yeah.
But this year we've decided to come to the town hall. And we, you know, the schools are invited, all the local schools, and they do things like sand saucers and gardens on dinner plates and things. And it's very popular with the, you know, with the local schools as well.
Awesome. Oh, that'd be good. Hopefully you get a big crowd in on the Remember the 4th of November.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And so can anybody like bring flowers along then?
Yes, anybody can enter. It's not just for the members.
Yeah.
Anybody can enter. They can bring their... We open up on the Friday... late afternoon, early evening to set everything up.
Right.
So some people can bring their things then, you know, because it'll all be locked away.
Yeah.
And then early on the Saturday morning, between about 9 till about 10, people can bring their flowers and set them up on the display. And then there's judging. So we try to get some, you know, quite important people to come along and, you know...
Not locals?
One or two are locals, but they don't show... a flower,
right?
So
right,
their
right,
key, right. The key thing is, you know, if you're going to judge, you're not judging your own flower.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
And then there's some vegetables and things as well, then we after the judging, because no one's allowed in while the judges are, you know, checking everything.
Right.
So then the public can come in at about 12 o'clock. And we have a couple of hours that the, you know, anybody from town can come in and have a look at, you know, who's won, and because there'll be certificates, people get first, second, and thirds, small prizes. And Lisa usually comes, Lisa Thompson.
Oh, yes,
and presents the prizes.
Fantastic! Sounds like a good afternoon for everybody.
Good afternoon.
And I went to the first actual meeting I've been to at the Horticulture Society was a few weeks ago in the Congregational Hall.
Yeah.
And it was a good turnout. I mean,
yeah, we nearly
what's your membership, would you say?
Well, I think we've gone over, we're just short of 50 at the moment.
Yeah.
There have been years a long time ago when there were sort of 80 and 90
right.
membership. But we've probably been in the upper 20s, 30s for a while. But we're back up now and, you know, going through, you know, very close to 50 members. And nearly 50 people coming to meetings as well, which is, you know, really good.
Yeah.
And we've had some good speakers this year because we've keyed into this trying to think about being sustainable.
Right.
About, and so all our speakers have been local, but are growing under local conditions, you know, and
right,
so that's been really important. Yeah. So I think that's helped with the people who are interested in coming along and listening, because, you know, the one you came to, Gus talked about, you know, his how he made his compost.
Yes.
Which was really, really interesting.
Really interesting. Man, he puts a lot of time and effort into it, doesn't he?
A lot of time and effort to produce, you know, his compost. But the results are, you know, in what he grows and, you know, around his trees and things.
And he also does biochar as well, which is interesting.
That was interesting, wasn't it?
He chucks that in his compost when the time's right and everything like that. Who else he had this year then?
Well, we've had, we've talked about sowing seeds. And Belinda came and talked about her, you know, way she saves her seeds.
Yeah.
And Pauline from one of our members as well. We had a sort of like a dual part because she is very keen on growing seeds, growing her plants from her own seeds. So that was part of the sustainability, you know.
Okay, of course. Yeah.
And we've had a session on with our own. Talking about what we're doing within the gardens, and we started off the year back in February with a lady from the flower farm out to the other towards Tomata.
Oh yes, all right.
Because she's growing flowers locally, selling flowers locally. And then a key for her was that if she doesn't sell the flowers, well, she chops them up and puts them back into the bed, you know, for the next lot of flowers, you know. So it's a wonderful process, you know.
Yeah.
One, she's, you know, we're not having to buy flowers from abroad because we did, it wasn't quite the date of Valentine's Day.
Right.
So it was perfect because, of course, people think about Valentine's Day and roses, you know, you bring a rose for your loved one.
Yes.
Some of the roses that arrive around the world are grown in Ecuador or Kenya. They are sent by those growers to the big flower markets in Amsterdam, in Holland.
Yeah, that's halfway around the world from either of those places. Yeah, yep.
And then they're flown back, say, to New Zealand for us to buy.
Crikey. That's a lot of K's on that flower, isn't it? Gee whiz.
So that was a key thing for her, you know. We could be growing more flowers locally. She said that it may not be possible to grow some of the types of roses we buy. Not in this area of Raglan, but, you know, one of her key passions was, you know, I'm going to grow flowers are local.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's a huge amount of K's, but also, I mean, what would they have to sort of pump into those flowers to keep them
One of the things she said, that they're wrapped in special plastic.
Right.
And they are, I think she said they've got like a spray inside the plastic to keep them fresh.
Right.
And so all that is...
Well, good enough. What would that be? Man, all right. So there you go. There's food for thought. Next time we want to buy some flowers, folks, get them local. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Okay. And you have a meeting, once every month or 2 months?
Once every month on the third Tuesday of every month.
Third Tuesday every month. That's
at 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Third Tuesday. Okay. Yeah. And the next talk you got, Liz.
We've got Liz Stanway and Rick coming. Going to talk about possibly some of the new things, you know, happening at Extreme Waste, and what they're doing sustainably themselves, you know, on their plot, and how the rest of us, you know, can support what they're doing and support ourselves by doing things more locally.
And that's on the...
That's on the 19th.
19th, okay.
Of September.
19th of September, so that's a couple of weeks away, all right. Awesome. Who you got for the rest of the year lined up? Come and
The October meeting is vacant just for the moment. We're still waiting for the possible people to come back to us and say they can do that. November is, we call it ourselves, so we talk about our own gardens amongst the membership. But it's also the potato in the bucket competition.
Oh, yes.
So during the last meeting, everybody took their potatoes away and they're starting to grow them, and they bring them back in November and they are weighed to see how many potatoes you've produced from one potato in a bucket.
Right, okay. So everyone got same size buckets and all that, I
same
guess.
Same size bucket.
Put one spud in there.
Same size potato, same variety.
Yeah, yeah.
But what they soil they use and what compost they use is entirely up to the, you know, each person.
Right.
But then we do like to hear from, you know, did they do anything special? Are there any secrets that we all ought to be know about?
Yeah, and how are people telling their little secrets like that?
No, I think most people don't mind, passing on, you know, if they've used some seaweed or something special out of the garden. People don't seem to mind.
Right.
Because it's a bit of fun, you know, to do it. Yeah. And last year we had, I think the winner got just over a kilogram from one potato.
There you go.
And we use an early variety like Rocket or Swift, things like that, because they're ready to eat in about 10 to 12 weeks.
Right.
So that fits from August to November.
Okay. So if you want your new potatoes for Christmas, you're looking at around about October, start of October?
You need to think about them now.
Yeah, all right. Because I want to put in a potato patch, but I've got to dig it up out of the ground first, because it's all just like a paddock at the moment, so I have to get onto that then, aren't I, Jeff?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. And you were saying the other day that you get all your spuds from a place down Christchurch or something to grow?
Well, there's lots of places, you know, to buy the new potatoes, you know, in the big garden centres and one thing or another. There's plenty of variety. But most of them come up from the South Island.
Right.
Most of them, you know, are grown in the South Island for us.
Yeah, yeah. And you want to do it like that because you're saying something about if you grow your own ones, there's a chance of blight and things like that, are you?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. No, it was really interesting that meeting I went to. And like there was a bunch of flowers, and then there was a lady, I can't remember her name, was like picking out each flower and identifying it, and everyone was like, oh yeah, and
yeah, that's
know,
right. Well, we you know that part of the, you know, the meetings on Tuesday, we there's the competitions going on, which the are added up every month, you know, and so at the end of the year, you know, somebody wins who bought the best vegetables during the whole year. But then we have a display table.
Yeah.
And people bring things in, a strange plant, or some flowers that they've got in the garden, and sometimes, you know, we don't know what they are, but we now have, you know, one or two members have got this Google app that you can take a photograph of the flower, and you know,
brings it
the
up.
Wonder of Google tells you what it is, or gives you perhaps three. You know, it could be this, or this.
Right.
You know, which is a great help.
Yeah.
And sometimes it works, you know. We found that then we go into one of perhaps our in books we've got and check it out, see if it's the right one. I think we had one last time when you came, I think, didn't we?
Yeah,
we didn't know what it was.
We did find it.
We thought what it was. And then we went to the encyclopedia that we've got and found it, you know, that was the particular plant. So that's it, you know, an interesting part of, you know, what's happening.
Yeah, oh man, the knowledge of you know, different species and varieties in that room was in, like, you know, like yourself and a few of the other people just know so many.
Oh yes, different, you know, some of the people who have been members for 40, you know, 50 years.
Yeah.
And you know, in growing in Raglan. Enormous amount of knowledge they have about you know, about the plants that do really well here. Which is a key thing, isn't it? If a plant's doing well here in Raglan, then that's what we should be growing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then it all ties back into the sustainability thing you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
You know, if we want to be able to feed ourselves you know, and there's already through the Horticultural Society and I guess others than that now, it's like there's already a good seed bank of fruit and veggies and flowers and things like already sort of here, right?
Yeah, that's right. And people are keeping seeds, which is a great way, because if seeds are doing well, you know, we should be passing those on, and that's what we should be growing. And if they're not doing well, They're not growing very well in, you know, our local climate. Well, don't let's grow them anymore, you know, because that's part of the sustainability thing. If things are not doing very well, well, let's put them to one side, you know, and try something that is, you know.
I mean, in all your years, how long would you have been growing, would you have been growing stuff, would you say, Jeff, yourself, personally?
Me? Probably since I was a small child. My father was a gardener.
Right.
Back in the UK, and was a head gardener at a big house.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've always been growing, you know, following behind him on a row of something or other and learning from then.
Fantastic, yeah. So in the blood. And have you noticed, especially over the last kind of few years, I guess, would you say like the climate is actually sort of changing, or would you say it's always had like, always has kind of been changing? What am I trying to say?
I think there has been, there have been periods of time, like I said about the Horticultural Society, when it started, there was a couple of years when, you know, I don't suppose people talked about it as climate change, but there was a very wet one particular season. One winter was very, very wet. And gardens and farmers and things just couldn't get onto the land around here. And then immediately afterwards, it was dry.
Right.
They didn't get any rain. And so there was like a whole, you know, like a 14, 15 months, you know, year when things didn't grow. And people were struggling in the area. And I suppose if you went back through history, that, you know, that's happened a lot. But it is a bit different now. You know, climate change is a bit different than just weather events. Because I suppose that's what the cyclone was, a major weather event, wasn't it, that we had. But there are other things happening. I've just, from my since I've been here 10 years, some of the, when it goes, it gets hot, and it's very hot, I've noticed that, that the plants don't enjoy some of those heat conditions. And we, you know, one or two people have talked about, well, some people in the Horticulture Society said, well, I put up some of the netting that for the wind, you know, to stop the wind, and that helped a little bit. You know, with a plant behind the back of the netting, the sun couldn't get completely through to the, that set of plants, you know, and they lasted a little bit longer. So there are things we can do, but and the winter we've had has been pretty wet, hasn't it?
That it has, but, you know, in saying that, a lot, the last couple of winters before this one weren't very wet at all.
No.
You know, but summer was, of course, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Just gone, so.
So we've got to, we've got to work to that, haven't we? You know, if you're growing things. Must be really hard for the big growers.
To work
things out.
How can we do it in our own sort of backyards to the best of our abilities, would you say, Jeff? Would you say?
Well, I think we can grow a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure that everybody can grow enough for a year in their little gardens, but we can do something. You know, it's amazing what you can grow in a big pot or in a box, you know, all those sorts of things. It's, you know, it's amazing what, you know, some silver beet and spinach, those sort of things which do really well here, and, you know, provide, you know, good food for the kitchen. So, you know, we can do those things. And, you know, fruit trees do well here, don't they? You know, citrus and, you know, we can grow, you know, plenty of those sorts of things.
Community gardens and orchards too, out Raglan West, eh?
The community garden down.
Well, we're near a street, isn't it?
Group of, you know, people trying to keep that. It's looking better than ever, I think. Now that we've got those beds, and there's a session down there this coming Sunday.
Yes. What's happening down the other Sunday, Jeff?
So, that, you know, to get a group of people, there's another patch that needs some some work on it. So, yeah, you know, we're going to have a community working bee down there, you know, and people can come along from 2 o'clock.
From 2 o'clock, yeah, Sunday, yeah.
On
okay.
Sunday. And try and get another patch, you know, worked. And it would be great if we could have, you know, more areas in the town.
Well, there's a lot of council-owned sort of land about, isn't there? You know, there could be converted to good growing areas, you'd think. How do we go about that? I suppose we've just got to try and have a chat with the councils and that, don't we, right, I suppose, yeah. Jeff? Yeah.
Bring it up on your show and get some... Can we have, like, we have allotments and things in the UK, you know, great patches of area that somebody has you know, small square, you know, 30 square metres or so, you know, and they can grow their own vegetables and fruit on it, you know. Perhaps we ought to be looking at things like that in, you know, in New Zealand.
Yeah, I know Tanya's looking into community supported agriculture sort of thing as well, I think, isn't she? Yeah. So, just stuff like that. And I suppose it all kind of helps, right? Well, half past one, I'll better wrap it up. Better wrap it up. Thanks very much for coming in. Really appreciate it.
That's fine. Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to kind of add? If you want to be a member of the Raglan Horticulture Society, how do you go about that, Jeff?
You just turn up on one of our meetings and
the treasurer. Every third Tuesday. Next one's on the 19th.
And the treasurer will grab your arm and sort of get $10. It's only $10 a year.
$10 a year. It's a good deal.
It's a great deal.
Yeah. For the knowledge you're going to gain and all that, well worth it. Yeah. I turned up a bit late, so I managed to not get harassed by the treasurer last time I went, but I'll no doubt I will in the next one. Awesome. Okay. All right. Thanks very much for coming in, Jeff. And I might even get you back on just to remind everyone about the flower show in November or something like that.
We could do that the week before.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. All right. Excellent. All right. Thanks very much, Jeff. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Enjoyed it. Session. Thank you very much.